What if you were born with a disease that you always knew would kill you? And then what if all of a sudden you were given a second chance? Well, that's exactly what happened to me. And it's the question that we explore on the new podcast series, Breathless, from Snack Labs. Join me, Jeremy Saunders, for a series that explores what it means to live and die, to love and to lose, and what it's like to have your whole life turned upside down and the unexpected challenges that come with a life-saving drug. You can listen to Breathless now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
No, guys, this is the last show of the festival. I need a maximum amount of energy. Give it up for Turn Me On Podcast. Your host, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Saunders and Bridie McLean.
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Hi, friends.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for showing up to, I believe we were told,
the very last show of the whole festival. You guys are the hangers-on. You guys are the people that are still here at 5 a.m., aren't you?
Literally, like upstairs, they're like, so don't fuck it up. Okay, all right, we got this.
So our guest for today's episode is Deanne Smith. Please welcome Deanne to the stage. With Rudy!
Oh my God!
Hi guys, I brought my dog.
A little doggy. Is Rudy going to stay in that sack?
Yeah, she's just going to sit here. It made more sense when I brought her to the mental health panel yesterday, but she's also a sexual being in the world.
Oh, so my gosh. Look, she is. We were talking about this upstairs. Rudy's had babies. And so Rudy was a rescue. Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this, but you held her up and showed us her vagina. and I said, how do you know it's had babies? And apparently like, the doggy vagina is like pushing out and the nipples were longer. Then that's how you tell you had a baby. And that's how it works with women, right?
Yeah.
Vagina pushes out, super long nips.
Yeah, it's called prolapse.
Right. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, that's right. Actually, though, you're not wrong on that.
Yeah, we're more alike than we know. Yeah.
Guys, I feel like, I mean, the setup is the setup, but I feel like we're so far
away from each other.
I know.
For such an intimate conversation.
Let's hang out.
Should we smush it?
Yeah, smush it. It's the last show. We can fucking trash this stage. I'm going to take a piss right here.
We can do whatever we want. We could throw this table off the stage. Yes, there we go. That's better.
Yeah.
Now I can. I don't have my glasses on, so now I can see you.
Okay. Good.
So
good.
Deanne, you are an American Canadian stand-up comic. And for those of you out here who aren't familiar with Deanne's work, the first thing I saw of yours actually was quite recent. It was the release of the Netflix special comedians around the world or something. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. What do they call it? Comedians of the world?
Comedians of the world?
Something?
Yeah.
My special is called Gentleman Elf, which is also my gender identity. So.
A gentleman elf.
I gotta write that down.
Gentleman elf.
Is there like a tick box for that on like medical forms?
There should be.
Okay. There should be. I've seen Jedi, but.
She did actually start writing it down, yeah, which is so adorable.
And then I forgot it. Gentleman elf. I just gonna write it down because I have a thing for forest creatures. There we go. Got it. Put that in the episode description.
I feel like maybe we should. Do you want to just kick it off with like a real quick game of.
An icebreaker.
An icebreaker.
Are we all up for an icebreaker? Hands?
I think we should.
Okay, great. So this game is called Getting to Know You.
I don't have the questions, so we're literally throwing it to your improv skills.
We're gonna wing it. And basically the way it works is I'll say a statement, and if it's true for you, you will stand up, and you will remain standing for as long as the statements that I'm saying apply to you. And if they don't apply to you, then that's when you can sit down.
And Deanne, you're forced to play this with us as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to raise my hand.
Okay, because you have a mother in your lap.
And so. If you have questions that you would also like to know about our audience, you can feel free to jump in with your phrases, okay? So we already asked I've listened to Turn Me On podcast.
Yes, okay. All right, yeah.
So I don't know, let's just jump right into the deep end. I pay for porn.
I mean, I have.
I have to. I'm not going to say I have. Okay. I'm not going to say I exclusively do.
It's an honorable thing.
Yes.
Yeah. You should stand. Okay. I have a genital piercing. Yeah. Okay. Oh, nobody.
Yeah, no, I had to think about that.
I have a nipple piercing.
I was thinking about my old nipple piercings, but yeah, anyway.
Is a nipple piercing a genital piercing? No.
Are nipples genitals?
No. Nipples are not genitals.
I knew that.
Are you saying yes?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's excellent
right.
point.
And I'm about to expose my genitals right now. Look at that. Show's getting out of hand.
Okay. I like butt stuff. Uh-huh.
You shut up real quick. I love that. This is great.
Me, take a look around. Okay. Jeremy, do you have one you remember from our game?
I think you're doing a great. Okay. How about this one? I am in a monogamous relationship.
I'm in a consensually non-monogamous relationship.
Yeah, there we go.
I have been affected by an extramarital affair. Mm-hmm. I have been the catalyst of an extramarital
affair. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I have done it in a public place. Yes. Oh, you kinky fox.
Whoa, shit. Yeah. That was more than I was anticipating. Mm-hmm. Can I call someone out right now? Where did you do it? A golf course?
On the ninth
on the,
hole?
On the, yeah, on the course? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. On the course.
Which hole?
Nice.
I like when my hair gets pulled. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm.
I like when my bald head gets rubbed in the middle of it. Oh, you don't like that either. All right, I was trying.
I like to administer spankings. Well, all right, okay. I like to receive spankings. Mm-hmm. 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 I like to go without underwear. I love lace. Yeah. I love leather. I love leather and lace together. I listen to audio porn.
Ooh. I know what audio porn is.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Mm-hmm. I have generated my own audio porn.
someone stood up and
raised
their hand.
You can send that to us if you like.
Oh, love the enthusiasm. Yeah,
that's a double stand-up.
info@turnmeonpodcast.com. Yeah.
If you want to be our next guest. How
I think that's
about,
pretty good. You got one more?
Yeah,
one
how
more
about I like to have toes in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, do you suck toes?
What?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Well, I can tell you one thing. We are done here. Because I like to have my toes in someone's mouth. But it doesn't.
The question was not, do you like having your toe? Do you like having your toes in someone's mouth? There we go. There's a couple.
But she was looking for someone to suck her toes.
You were looking for, do you want toes in your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants your toes in your mouth.
It's such an uncomfortable feeling, but it feels...
I was recently having a threesome, and I've never had a toe in my mouth. And in the entanglement of our sex, there was just a foot by my head. And I just grabbed the foot and just started sucking.
There's only one logical thing to do.
It was like by my ear, and it kept like hitting me. And so I was like, what the fuck? And just like, it was like a baby bottle. It was the first time I ever put toes in my mouth ever. And there was something really weirdly fun about it. It was fun to like, I don't know.
It's fun for the tongue.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
I guess I had assumed that I thought this was kind of standard fare. Is it not standard fare?
Toes are often
I don't think it is.
Unappreciated in sexual activities. Toes get very little love.
Okay.
Yeah. In yoga, too, as my other persona as a yoga teacher, we don't do enough for the toes. Do the world a favor and put some toes in your mouth. We'd all be a lot less stressed.
Well, number one, do the world a favor, clean your toes. Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Trim those nails.
Yeah, because I think I have athlete's foot right now. And whatever, fuck you. You're not above me. You're not above me. This is actually kind of in line with what we're talking about here, but there was something going on with my pinky toe, my right pinky toe, in between the cracks. This is gross, I know, but stay with me for a moment.
This is such a weird line for you guys to draw right now.
I know.
And this early in the podcast, you're like, whoa, the crack of your pinky toe. All right.
Okay. So all the skin slopped off, and it was like, it was red and itchy and sore. And I was at my best friend Mark's house in Vancouver while we were doing some shows out there. And I was in the bathroom, and they had gone home to work. So I was crashing on their couch. And so they had gone to work. I went to the bathroom to shower, and I was like, I need something. Because I bought Gold Bond, but my girlfriend was like, that's not going to help. Like, that's just a powder that will take away the moisture. So I was like, I need medicine or something. So I went rummaging through their bathroom like a maniac, and I found Vagisil, and I put it on my toe, and it completely shifted everything. It was like immediate. That whole day I was like, I got to buy some Vagisil. So that day I went to Shoppers, and I grabbed the Vagisil, and I brought it up to the counter, and I was like, I felt compelled, like I needed to explain myself. So I gave it to the person. I said, this is for my toes.
You, what?
I literally did. And the person behind the cash was like, we have stuff for that, but for your toes, it's in aisle 7. And then I walked the Vagisil back to where it needed to go and got the toe stuff. But it's the same.
But did it work as well?
It's the same medicine.
It's the same stuff.
Huh.
One just says, it's like... granola for men and granola for women. It's the same fucking granola. I'm pretty sure.
Women's has chocolate in it.
And I've been putting, I can't believe I've been so narrow that I'm just keep putting women's granola in my vagina when I could get any kind of granola and put it almost anywhere.
That's it. Yeah.
We don't condone that as a sexual health podcast. Just keep the granola away from that.
Well, I mean,
garlic, fine. Put some garlic up there. Have you ever put garlic in your vagina?
I have, yeah.
Did you attach a string to it?
Gauze. I wrapped it in gauze and left a bit of, you know, it was easy to get out.
Yeah, okay.
But do people know why we have done that? Yeah, they feel confused.
To keep the vampire dicks away.
100%.
I'm just guessing. I fucking have no clue.
I'm sex positive except for vampires.
Very open-minded. Yeah. Except for the undead.
It helps if you have a yeast infection or something. It's an easy, simple home remedy.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Does it not burn, though? I feel like garlic, like when I'm sick and I'm going, all right, I need to boost my immune system, I'll chew on a clove of garlic. And man, it literally is just fire.
Yeah. It's the difference is like holding an onion and cutting an onion. You're not penetrating the garlic when you put it
in. I see.
Like you don't want the clove to be like nicked or anything. Just as long as it's whole,
right?
Fine.
But isn't all the good stuff on the inside?
I don't know how and why it works.
The vagina just go.
It's this symbiotic relationship between the vaginal skin and the garlic and the give and the take.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other weird shit in your vagina?
Oh, okay. Wow. I don't think so. But if you had asked me that before garlic, I wouldn't have been like, oh yeah, garlic.
Yogurt?
Yogurt. I don't think I've done that.
I don't know.
Okay. Garlic felt like the easier home remedy, like the less messy home remedy.
Ah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like a frozen ice cube of frozen yogurt in your vagina.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Okay. It's not a bad way.
All right.
You just put it right in your Diva cup if you wear one.
That also just sounds... All of this sounds very uncomfortable for me. If anything's going in, like I can't imagine anything going in my urethra. So like everything you're saying, I'm going, all right, up my butt. And I can't imagine anything going up my butt that is not room temperature.
Right.
It's got to be room temperature. I mean, ice going up my butt? No. I don't know.
Well, that just wouldn't work. Your butthole would be like, nope.
Yeah.
But something warm, like a warm.
Sure, yeah, yeah, I guess, yeah, yeah. That makes,
anal bead.
Yeah, warm, not hot.
Like
though.
A warm.
I don't want stainless
steel. Steel. Warm, not hot.
Warm, not hot. Yes.
The thing about Jeremy is that there's no midway. There's one end of the scale, and then there's the other. It's only extremes.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's something.
Yeah. We had this other game that we oftentimes will play with a random person from the audience, but I want to play with you.
Okay.
This is like a good way to like. Because we oftentimes with our guests, we have a good chunk of time to like hang out beforehand and kind of get to know them.
They send us emails, very detailed descriptions of their sex lives and relationship lives.
Yeah, we didn't do that at all.
No, we didn't have any of that. So
we get to do it publicly right now on the spot?
Yes.
All right.
We call this 23rd date questions. So the questions you'd ask not on the first date.
I'm going to relax my shoulders. What do you know about yoga? I'm like,
okay.
All right, let me just
drop
relax.
Down into your belly breath.
We'll start easy. But so the first, and it's trying.
The other thing stressing me out is that I feel like we'll find out as we do this. But I feel like I don't have a great memory for myself. Like I just live life and then it's gone. I'm not recording a lot on the hard drive.
Yeah, I feel that way too about myself.
Okay,
but I always chalk it up to like not enough oxygen in my body. Because of my chronic illness.
You have a medical illness. What is my excuse?
Yeah, you don't have one.
I don't know.
You live in the now.
All right, we'll try to make these like pretty quick. Like,
okay, I'll do my best.
Who's your sexual icon?
Oh, see, I don't even have a sexual icon. Well, no, Prince. Why not Prince?
There you go. Why not? Yeah,
Prince, of course. I'm like, I didn't think I had one, but it's Prince.
What's the strangest prop you've ever used to get yourself off?
Oh, me all by myself?
Or not. I mean, maybe somebody used it on you. I don't know.
I don't know if it's anything that strange. Like, I have vibrators. I have dildos. I don't have any.
Never you like rub yourself off to a teddy bear when you were a kid?
Oh, when I was a kid, yeah, there was like a small orange and yellow pillow.
Yes.
It was the early 80s.
Sex toys weren't invented yet.
Have you ever masturbated in a public bathroom?
Yeah.
No question.
I didn't even know
you
that
said
about
that
myself.
Like if someone
right
said
now.
No, they're a complete idiot.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to take care of business. Yay. And you're not always at home.
What color underwear are you wearing?
Oh, I am not sure, but I think I'm wearing black and white stripe underwear with a pink little border.
Not sure, but maybe.
Well, that's either today or yesterday, but I like. I've seen those recently. I know that.
Sometimes there's no difference from one day to the next, right?
What would you say is the weirdest thing that turns you on?
That's a great question, and I don't even know if I know that very quickly. Weirdest thing. Let me come back to it.
All right.
I'd like to let it mull.
Yep.
Is there anything, do you have any hard no's in bed?
Well, it was interesting because when you said, do you guys like, or who likes butt stuff? I was like, oh, I don't, but I don't like it for me, but I like getting involved with someone else's. So I guess that's a hard no.
You don't like things in or around your butt?
Get out of there.
Okay.
I want to come back to that after because I have some curious things about that.
I think it's like, it's a hard no at the moment, but I suspect that I should get over it.
Right.
So
I feel like you and I have very similar views on this.
Okay. Yeah. We'll come back to it.
Sex while drunk or sex while stoned?
All of it, please. Thank you. Yes, please.
Okay, this is a little less sexual, but if you could invent an emoji to express something that you feel regularly.
Oh.
Mm. What would it be?
It would be like a haha and a heart.
Oh.
You know when someone like says something and you're like, "Aw," but you're also like, "That's funny and I love you."
Yeah. I'm picturing that like a laughing, but then your chest explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
This is so cute.
Yeah.
shaved, trimmed, or 70s bush?
My preference or myself?
Both, please.
I like all of it.
Yeah.
And I swing wildly between 70s bush and waxed.
Yourself, personally.
Myself, personally. Yeah. Yeah, it'll get real out of control. And then I'll be like, someone's got to take care of this.
I can't get over how similar I think we are, really. It's blowing my mind.
Yeah, okay.
See, I find the necessary time to actually get down there and do maintenance is like period time. Because I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't want a lot of hair catching the everything. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? I guess in general, there's like a steady level of trim at least happening.
Right.
With electric
razor?
No. Just like a razor? Scissors?
Tiny scissors and
a
razor.
Oh my God, that seems so laborious.
Yeah. Well, not like super tiny.
One time. Anyone use nail clippers?
Yeah.
Okay, so this question is inspired by our 9-year-old niece. And I'm just hoping that she'll keep asking this question to people, especially on third dates. What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Oh, I love that. What's the worst thing I've ever done? Oh, guys, I've had so much therapy lately. I was just going to be like, I guess it was just not trusting myself. I've been doing a lot of journaling. But maybe the worst thing I've done to someone else is earlier you asked the question about extramarital affairs and stuff. And I, in my early 20s, I remember I was the one that someone else cheated on their partner with. And at that time in my life, I was like, well, I'm not in a relationship. I don't care. And in retrospect, I'm like, no, that was a shitty thing to do. And that's something I would never do again. Mm. So, yeah.
It's one of those really hard lessons you really only get to learn the hard way, I think. Like, and you'd never put yourself in that position until you're there. And you're like, I can see why this happens. I think it's good for compassion in your future, in your adult future.
I've been on every side of, like, the cheating triangle.
Yeah.
So I'm like staying far away from that. Yeah. Mm.
Good. Okay. Your turn.
How would you, I don't know if this is, I don't think this question, we should get rid of that question.
Oh my gosh. I want to at least hear it. I don't have to answer it, but I want to know what you don't like about it.
How would you dominate your boss sexually if given the chance?
Oh man. No, this is perfect because essentially comedy is my life. I would consider the audience my boss and I feel like I do dominate them every night. I'm living that life.
Nice. I like that.
Best answer ever. Okay. This is a weird question. If you didn't know her, would you date your mom?
Yeah. Well, number one, she is dead now, so that makes it weird for now. But I recently ran across a picture of us, like, 80s family dinner, and mom was hot. Like, she was just in her early 30s, and it was the 80s, so she's sitting there literally at the dinner table, like, smoking a cigarette. But she looked like a lot of fun, and yeah. I'd for sure hang out with her.
Life of the party.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
My mom just got divorced, like just, and we went out.
Yeah, how just is just?
Like literally within the last
12 hours.
Yeah. Like she called me 10 minutes ago.
From someone that's not your dad?
No, from my dad. My dad fucked up. My dad really fucked up.
The way you said it, it sounded like your dad was not even in this picture.
No,
anymore.
My dad's in the picture. Okay. We've kind of thrown him under the bus on this podcast several times. But that's neither here nor there. My mom just got divorced and we went on a date, me, Bridie, and my girlfriend to go see this band in Halifax. And I told my mom, I was like, hey, we're going to see this band. Like, I know, you know, you're looking for things to do. Come out, hang out with us. And she was on a date with her new friend.
Ooh.
That she specifically was like, I'm on my 7th date. And we were like, oh, 7th? Okay, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, should I meet the guy? What's going on? So they came to the date with us. And it was the first time I've ever seen my mom in my whole life. The first time I could ever recall seeing my mom have so much fun.
Aww.
And like to see it on her face.
That's so cool.
And just that question, would you date mom? Like I'm now, I always went no, but now that I saw my mom have so much fun, I'd be like, that she's a fun lady. I would go on a date with her.
Yeah. Our 100th episode is a mom episode. It's all about mom. So both Jeremy's mom and my mom are on it. And yeah, she's pretty rad.
But
she's
like, this is now just turning into a fucking.
She's like, it's on my anniversary. It's my anniversary, but I went out on a date and I looked hot. Here's my dress. And she sent me pictures of her dress.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really special.
All right, let's cut it down to two more.
Okay.
You choose. The
What does cum taste like?
That really stressed me out. I don't have a lot of experience with male cum, so I do not know. I assume battery acid.
She's not wrong.
Evil. Evil liquid.
I don't know. I think it's like its own very unique thing, but I'm not opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody's different, right?
Are they? Because I get like across the board mushroom. Across
really?
The board.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Yeah.
My
fungus.
Cum doesn't taste like mushrooms?
Yeah, it does a little bit. It's like a mixture of mushrooms and soap.
Oh, no.
That actually sounds good to me, and now I don't know what my life
you
is.
Pretty accurate. Truffles. Oh, she's
truffles.
Like, that's pretty
fancy
accurate. Truffles are an aphrodisiac.
We got a poet over there with the truffles.
If they taste like truffles, then I'm cool with it.
Well, I mean, now, what would you guys answer to that?
Hands up for mushrooms.
Strange what?
Strange mouth.
Strange mouthwash?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I had no idea that my cum tasted so like chemically.
Yeah. Someone say green tea. Salty.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe
but
that.
Female, salty what but, though? Like, but what about chicks? I was about to say, I don't know how to talk about anything. Yes?
Cantaloupe.
I've gotten hints of pineapple before.
I'm definitely on the cantaloupe train, but I've never tasted squirt. I've had it on me, but I never had it like shot in my mouth.
Well, I'll tell you what it doesn't taste like, pee.
Yeah.
And that's always refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
Because you're like, oh, this is for sure not pee, at least. We do know that. Pardon me?
Well, come on.
Oh, that's
your
a good
nose.
Question. It doesn't taste, well, I've never really, really tasted pee, but it doesn't taste what pee smells like.
I actually have a friend who tasted pee, and she has said pee does not taste like what one would think it tastes like.
Oh.
So, you know, this is a challenge for all of you tonight. Go taste your piss.
Yeah. Tonight I was going to be like, guys, I know it's only 5:30 on a Sunday, but how wild are we getting?
And then I guess our last one, I like this one because I think everyone's very different. Horniest time of the day.
Oh, gosh, that's fascinating. Early evening?
Yeah, this is a good one. Yeah.
I don't know if there is a time of the day. I'm just trying to answer the question, but I don't know if there is a time of the day.
Bridie has a very specific time of the day.
2 p.m.
Every goddamn day.
I'll tell you
what
I was doing at 2 p.m. today. You were out for lunch.
And you were doing your own business there.
I was watching an Erica Lust porn.
Hey,
actually,
oh,
I was only watching the trailers because I didn't feel like renting anything.
cheap bastard. So I guess
it's so great. I was only watching the trailers.
Does this? We just did 20 third date questions. To me, like sometimes when you sit down with someone, it does feel like to me a date in a way. Like, and this definitely feels like a blind date. So I guess my first question is, how are we doing so far?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, great.
You're doing
perfect.
Great.
Is this your first blind date?
Did someone just make this noise?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Was that you?
Yeah.
You think it's going well? Okay, good.
Have you ever gone on a date with a let me ask this.
Yes.
Are you what one would consider a gold star lesbian?
No.
What is a gold star lesbian?
A gold star lesbian is a lesbian that's never had sex with men.
So you have had sex with men?
I have had sex with men.
Have you ever been on a date with a couple?
No.
A male-female couple?
No, but I'm in an interesting place in my life where I've been on so very few dates because I'm always just like jumping from one relationship to the next. So right now I'm single and I'm hoping to stay single for a year. That's the plan. You guys can all hold me to it. So I think this year should be very interesting and I'm going to have a lot of new experiences and like have to figure out how to date.
What are you curious about?
Oh, did I say
in dating?
Oh, what am I curious about in dating?
Yeah.
I mean, all that. I don't know how to not just jump into a relationship. I don't know how to do things casually. And I don't even know if that's a problem. I'm like examining it, but it might not be a problem. It might just be like there's so little time in life. It's either like either I want to hang out with you a lot forever or not at all.
I relate to that so hard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is like kind of a normal thing. I don't even know.
We opened up our relationship and like a year later, we're both in long-term relationships with other people. Yeah. So it's really, it's not as promiscuous. Well, you're quite promiscuous, but.
Well, quite, whoa. Whoa. I mean, quite, what does quite promiscuous mean? I, you know.
Extremes.
I think you're right. It is in extremes, but I also feel the same. Like I fall into that category of like, I feel like I fall. And I mean this legitimately. Like, I feel like I fall in love several times a week. Like, and...
At first sight.
Yes. Like, mm-hmm. like, and in that moment going, oh my God, I'll drop everything. I'll drop everything in my life.
Oh, I'm very much the same. Yeah.
Even just like he's sitting on an airplane and, you know, someone sits next to you and they say hello and you go, oh no.
Yeah.
Where does this go from here?
Yeah.
You know, how's this going to work? How do we figure this out? It is very extreme, but I think there's also something like you said that you're the first person I've ever said or I've ever heard talk about how you've made the conscious decision to be like, I am going to be single for a year.
I think I really need it because I've really never done it. So there's a lot about myself that I don't know. And I tend to get in relationships and then make it all about the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's kind of an exciting time.
Turn Me On will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And so how recent has it been where you've been single and looking to like explore but not get locked down?
I don't even know if I'm really that ready to explore. But so in June, my girlfriend and I broke up and then I probably cried every day for 3 months. So I felt all the feelings. So that period feels done. But I don't know. I've had a few like little cute makeout sessions and then they get like too, you know, chicks catch feelings, you guys. I don't know how to do anything that's not like a full relationship.
What's the stereotypical lesbian like U-Haul, what, U-Hauling? Like,
yeah,
that's you guys are just joke. Like, hey, how are you? I'm good, move in, let's do this.
Yeah. Do you guys all know that joke? Like, what does a lesbian bring on a second date?
Our roommate just did it. Like, yeah. Our roommate is full on, like,
yeah, moving
Erin,
in.
Erin,
with,
yeah,
with,
Erin, like, she comes home one day. This is
she's
not
like,
a joke.
I'm engaged.
Yeah. She came home one day, was like, I have a girlfriend. 2 weeks later, comes home, she's like, we got engaged.
No, for real? Yeah, but like 3 years ago, she was like, yeah, after my divorce, I was like, excuse me, you were married before? Yeah. She's like, she's 35. So yeah. She's a woman of many secrets and impulses.
Have you been, you know, you're now out there, you're doing, are you on dating apps or like what's your...
No, I don't think I'm like quite ready for that yet. I think I'll get there. Maybe in the new year.
Sure. How are you doing it? Is it through mutual friends or blind date setups or...
I haven't like had proper
dates. Your dog
date.
Is like,
I
mean, fuck this show. I'm
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we're like...
I'm out. See you guys. This show sucks.
Could you pick her up and bring her back, maybe? She's so over it.
Good luck catching her.
She's like, I heard Ad Astra's down the hall. I'm going to go watch that.
Guys, I'm so sorry that my dog's distracted, but it's the perfect time for her to leave. She's like, I'm over it. I already forgot the question. I'm too worried about this.
So you're not doing
this
dating
apps.
This
is the most diva-ish thing I've ever done.
I love it. It's
I was
so
like,
good.
If you could please fetch my dog. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully you just chill.
Rudy, what happened? Chill? What do we say?
Good girl.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
So I haven't been on proper dates. I mean, how deep? Let's, guys.
So like one night stands, is that a thing? Like, are you sleeping with people?
No, I'm really bad at one night stands. I've had, I could tell you guys a story, but it might be too long, but I definitely like.
Definitely not too long.
One of my one night stands, potential one night stands, we ended up in the ER.
Oh my God, no, don't tell me this is butt stuff related.
No, it didn't even get that far. It's okay. The dumbest thing. It is the dumbest thing in the world, and if anything, I think it just reflects that I kind of like freak out right before stuff happens. So like, we went back to her place, it was really late, it was like gonna happen, and she was clearing out the room, clearing out the bed. She came out
clearing
with like,
out the room. Clearing things out. Are gonna get real fucking wild.
Everybody out of here!
The furniture out of here, everything.
We're gonna fuck.
She came out. This is the dumbest story. She came out of the bedroom with a hammer, and then.
I like her already.
Yeah, I liked her too, and she was like, because her and her dad were doing renovations the next day. I didn't know that. I was a bit high, and I made a dumb joke, like, "Are you gonna, you know, are you threatening me with a hammer or whatever?" And she laughed, and then I was like, I'll take this joke to the next level. I'll go get a knife out of the kitchen.
Yes.
It's because I'm an idiot and I don't know how to be. And I think I just like freaked out at like the moment of it all happening.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so we're goofing around.
Did she call the police on you?
Goofing around with
the knife.
And then she like dared me to throw it.
At her?
No, it's going to be fine, you guys.
At an apple
on
her head.
I'll just jump ahead.
An apple she's holding with her vagina, but just the stem. She's like, get it. I trust you.
She's holding the stem with her vagina?
I don't know how it works.
Incredible control. Oh, my God. Whoever that girl is, I love her. I gotta let my dog keep wandering.
Yeah.
So then anyway, I threw it at the ground, and everything was fine. It was fun. And then... later on, she kind of forgot it was there. Turned out fine, but she kicked it.
Ooh, ouchie, ouchie.
And then we had to call.
Oh, no.
The ER.
Now.
So I thought it was a very cute night in a way, and it was a cute night because, like, we
sounds
had our.
Cute as hell.
We had our first smooch in the ER. But then in retrospect, I was like, or did I just, like, maim a girl, hold her hostage, and. And like assault her in an ER. Like, because in retrospect, I mean, we all had a say in this, but she was like injured.
And also probably drugged up.
Yeah. There was like a lot going on.
Yeah.
But they for sure, the scariest thing was because I was a bit high and then we went to the ER and they took us to separate questioning rooms. And even when I'm high, like at the best of times, I feel a little bit like, is everything I do bad and wrong? Am I the right kind of human? And then when they take you in and they're kind of like, so what did you do to this girl? You're like, I was just trying to love someone. It's like, it got deep, you know?
That's therapy session number one.
And then like other one night stands I've attempted have either turned into like full blown relationships or like things that last for a minute. Yeah. Who? Okay, let's play this game with the audience. Who's like good at one-night stands or feel like, yeah, I do one-night stands. That like works for me.
And like, okay.
A fair
now,
amount of people.
That's a handful.
There's a number of hands going up here. Do you feel like you're good at it because you have the ability to fuck without feelings? Just shout it out. Yeah?
I'm so envious of you guys.
I think that that's something that we, I think that's, that is a concept that I think needs to be like tapped into a little bit more throughout society. Like I look at sex as just like just another way of communicating with another individual. Like I don't look at sex as like this special thing between two people. I think that, you know,
yeah, I can send you a text or I could fuck you in the ass. Which way do you like to be?
How do you want to communicate?
What's your love language?
Yeah. Well, but honestly, yeah, to come back to that, Brad, like, what is your love language? If for people who don't know, love language is like a, well, you can fucking describe it better than me. I don't read books.
It's like a theory that says we all give and receive love in like five kind of globally recognizable ways, which are acts of service, quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation, and gifts. And these are five
gifts
ways.
Or gifs.
Gifs. it's open for interpretation.
Oh, gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
And that you're generally going to be expressing love to someone that you love in a way that you like to receive it, although it may not be the way that the person you're expressing love recognizes love.
Right.
So it gets real complicated.
Right. And so for me, when I heard you describe this to me without me reading the book and actually know what I'm talking about.
I never read the book.
Great, perfect. Yeah. We're both on the same page. Yeah.
You don't need the whole book. You just explained it.
You just
did
it.
We all get it, yeah. Right? It. Makes sense.
Yeah. So my love language, it very much is physical touch and like and feeling close.
Bye.
Can I just say this? Get out!
they were messing up the vibe.
I'm glad they're gone.
I think they were both like, mine's physical touch too. Let's get the vibe. They didn't know each other. I'm just ready to fucking get it on. All right.
Have a nice time in the bathroom.
So I also look at that love language thing as almost like also a way of like the way we like to communicate with other people. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this other than I do love the idea of being able to engage in sexual intercourse with somebody else without it meaning I want to also have your kids, buy a home, get a car, and get locked down for life. But I also have been in that scenario where I've had sex with someone once and gone, well, I guess this is it. Like, this is, we're together forever. You and I.
Yeah. And that's how we got here.
I like that idea too. I'm not physically suited for it. I don't know what it is, like biological, chemical, what. And I only realized that years ago by masturbating. And then I was alone. And so like post-orgasm, whatever was rushing through my body was rushing through. And I like locked eyes on this like lamp in my living room. And I was like, oh, that is such a gorgeous lamp. And like all the feelings that I normally would have imprinted on a human just happened to this inanimate object. And it was like this revelation where I was like, I've had whole relationships based on this feeling.
Is this a joke or are you actually
this is
like
real.
100% serious?
No, this happened to me.
That is fascinating.
And then I was able to just go, okay, so that's what I'm like. That's how I'm wired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's chemical, right? Right. We have these like bonding chemicals that are released when we have an orgasm and they make us feel like we love each other maybe more than we do.
I had when we first started opening things up, I had a really like, and I thought this was really stupid, but it was another white male who told me this fucking thing, but his whole thing was like, you should be careful opening things up because you know that like having sex with a woman, they're going to get those dopamine receptors going and like they can't help but just fall in love and there's nothing that you can do about it. And I was like, whoa, I don't, is that how it works? Because I don't think so.
I think it's how it works a little bit.
Is that how it works?
What are other people's experiences?
Yes.
So I can like turn a switch depending on whether or not it's going to continue or not. Like
Right. But that continuation, you mean in terms of like continuing in something that will develop further, not as in continuing like you're gonna have sex once and never have sex again. Right. Right. Do you, is there a part of you that like would like to have a, for lack of a better term, like friends with benefits type setup?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds to me like a superpower.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe in the course of this year, like as I'm being single, maybe I'll meet someone that I know for sure, like we're not well suited for a long-term match and maybe I'll be able to do a casual thing. But that hasn't been my experience yet.
I have been in so many situations where I slept with someone and then like we sort of start dating and then I'm in it and I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel quite right, but we'll just keep going. And then eventually it's just like, oh God, abort, 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 because it's like heading towards a really serious relationship. And I feel like when we opened things up, what my mission statement was, what if we didn't have to, what if the boundaries of like what we said, well, this is a friendship, but this is a lover. What if those were like a little less clear? And like, what if all I want to do with you is like make out, but I actually don't want sex with you, but
yeah,
you're a great makeup out buddy. Or what if I want to like cuddle with you, but I don't want to kiss, or I want to hold hands and like walk down the street with you, but I don't actually want any, because
I feel like I'm going through that right now. Like I've met someone who I feel like I just want to like hold her hand all the time, but I'm not necessarily feeling like I want to hold their hands while my penis is inside them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to, I've never been in that scenario and I don't know how to like, I actually have no idea how to proceed, because I feel like they, and I could be reading into this, but I feel like they might be in that zone where, well, yeah, like when are we gonna fuck?
Yeah.
Like when's the sex happening? And and parts of me is like, I don't know, I just want to be your best friend. You know, yeah. Anyway.
I love that idea. I mean, we were talking about this a little bit before we came out here.
Right.
Where I was telling you guys, like, I'm in this, I can't even talk about it because it's like too much crush energy. But I have a crush on a couple right now. A woman and a non-binary person. They're the best. But it's interesting because I've been questioning, they don't live near here and I'm seeing them in like a month. And I'm like, maybe we don't have to take it to a sexual place. It might be better not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to be have that.
Because it seems like the next step, but what if it's not? That could be really lovely too.
It's like a bit of a container for like that kind of energy where when you're just holding it, but you're not acting on it, there's like a vitality to it. I feel like that's what like Tantra is based on.
Oh.
It's like holding the energy without releasing it in a sexual way.
And then what do you think happens? Like, I assume it just kind of dissipates over time. It could dissipate over time.
Or it grows and like ferments and like gets like richer. And
that's what I want to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
yeah,
cool.
Like, yeah, I've never made kombucha, but I can, like, I feel like at some point when you're making kombucha, it's just like, it just explodes at the top. And it can't contain itself anymore. Is that? I don't fucking know.
Imagine that feeling right before orgasm, where you know it's just like you're just like you want to come because the sensation is so good, but you also don't want the experience to be over yet. But like you're racing towards this point, and it would feel so good to just come. But then if you don't, what happens to that energy? Do you just kind of like carry it around in your loins all day and just like feel vital and like turned on by everything?
That's yeah, it's your own sexual SCOBY.
Yeah.
That was for one person that knows how to make kombucha.
Sexual SCOBY.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the name of this episode.
I don't think I will either. And also, I'm weirdly craving kombucha right now.
Yeah.
So refreshing. A lot like squirting.
What are you looking up over there? Are you looking for a brain boner?
Yeah, I'm looking for a question. You just...
Did you just call it a brain boner?
Yeah, we have a segment.
I love it.
Yeah, we have a segment called Brain Boners where people ask us for advice with their romantic and relationship problems.
And
is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking for it. I feel like you could probably help us with this and offer up some good advice.
This is the one you just sent to me?
Do you have it?
Yeah,
yeah, perfect. Can you whip it up and read it?
Yeah, I can.
You know, we've been talking about all these things and you're clearly we're all just trying to figure it all out. And a big part of our show is that we have people write in on a weekly basis asking for our advice. And advice that, you know, we have no right in giving, but we give this advice from like a friend's perspective. And so I feel like this would be a good opportunity now to do that, hit the brain boner, but also get your thoughts on it, Deanne.
Sure.
Because I feel like maybe you'd have something to add.
I always have something to add, but very limited personal experience.
This is from an anonymous listener. I have been with my husband for 5 years.
Dump him.
Thank you so much, everybody. This has been Termium.
Married for 5 years. We've been together married for 2, and I have an 8-month-old baby. I love and respect him so much, and he is a fantastic father and partner. In fact, he is everything I had thought I wanted, except I have always had a low sex drive. In the past, I had assumed it was the lingering after effects of a 15-plus year eating disorder coupled with anxiety and depression. However, I've been working on my mental health for years, and I'm now in a really healthy mental place and physically, but the sex drive has not returned. I never want to have sex, have only reached orgasm maybe twice ever. I'm in my early 30s and I engage in sexual activity with my husband because I feel like I am supposed to. I love him so much and it kills me that I don't enjoy this part of our relationship. He enjoys the sex we do have very much and I am very open to trying different things in the bedroom, but it's always just feeling like I'm doing a job and don't get anything out of it. Plus, then I feel even worse because he wants to make me come but can't. On top of all this, my on again, off again feelings for women have returned. This is something I'd experienced in my 20s and have acted on, but was always drunk or assumed it was a phase or that I was just a bit bisexual. Is a bit bi even a thing? Anyway, these feelings of sexual attraction are the strongest they have ever been, and I don't know what to do. I tried to talk to my husband and discuss opening our relationship to only women to get some clarity, but a few days after he said yes and he realized I was serious, he freaked out and changed his mind. I took vows and do not believe in cheating on someone who means so much to me, but I also don't want to spend the rest of my life tolerating unfulfilling sex. Should I wait for a bit to see if he comes around? Should we divorce? Should I cheat just to gain clarity? I'm so sad and confused and would love to hear your thoughts.
That's a heavy one. That's it's a lot. Good luck, Deanne.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually have a ton of ideas.
Yeah?
Great.
The first thing I was thinking was that what can she do to like explore her sexuality on her own, like even without partners or whatever, to only have had 2 orgasms?
Yeah.
There just might be things she doesn't know about herself or ways that she can be a sexual being without her husband and without anyone else yet that could be interesting.
I think there's something to that. I mean, the reason I feel that way is we recently did an episode, and this kind of blew my mind. We did an episode with a woman named Andrea who has another podcast, but in the middle of the episode, she's like, oh yeah, guys, check it out. I want to get your thoughts on this. I got this gift bag from like an event I went to and it was full of sex toys. And she was like, I've never used them. I don't use sex toys. So I don't know, but we could talk about it. And we pulled out this sex toy called the Womanizer. And this is a perfect example. So I was like, what is this? I've never seen this before. And it was such a unique and curious little device. Like it's this little handheld thing, but it's got this little almost inverted nipple on the end of it. And the nipple like kind of, it almost like a suction cup that goes like in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. And the idea is that you stick it on your clit. And so we were like, you know, I was holding this. I was like, man, I want to put this on my butthole. Like it just, everything about it was so interesting. But then we got a ton of people wrote in and said exactly what you just said, that fucking toy. And they said it revolutionized what it, like me as a sexual individual. First time I ever came was from the Womanizer.
Really? It's
a crazy name of a fucking sex toy. But everyone who wrote in had told us I'd never squirted before until I used it. It was the first time I ever came and I used it. And so maybe there is something to that of like, you know, are there the world of sex toys is so broad and so deep. Maybe there are different tools or things that will get you, like, allow you to get to know your own body in a way that you didn't know before.
Yeah.
You know, to like realize which buttons can be pressed to reach a certain state.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely something there to that.
Because before we got to the bisexual part of the letter, it just felt like she feels a lot of pressure from her husband. Like, it's reached a point in her mind where it's like her sexuality is too tied to her husband or to pressures or things that he might feel about her. And
yeah.
what's it like for just her by herself?
That's a great point about the, like when you develop your sexuality based around a partner. And I think that's happened to maybe all of us in our first like relationships. I know that I definitely identified what I thought was sexy about myself by what my partners liked. So there's that. I also think that, I don't know how long ago their conversation was, but when we first started talking about opening a relationship, it was like 5 years from the day we started talking about it to the day we actually did it. Cause it took a long time to wrap our heads around and work through those, like, absolutely not, the door is like closed on that for now. And then you talk about it again later, but
yeah.
So that's just another, I wouldn't necessarily
I was in his boat where you brought it up first and I went, what the fuck are you talking about? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, look at us now.
Yeah.
very different lives.
Very different. And also, like, it just sometimes takes some undoing, I think, when you have like a very traditional relationship structure and then you go, yeah, this like cutout isn't quite working for me, but maybe we can still be together and like have, you know, parent together and be married and all these kinds of stuff and have these other parts of ourselves that are expressed with other people.
I think the one thing I would for sure mention and say is it like incredibly important is, you know, that last little bit that where she said, should I cheat just to figure it out? No, like it is never, I don't think, worth it. You know, maybe worth it if you're a kid trying to figure it all out. Like, I did that in high school and like immediately realized like, oh, this is not something I should be doing. But like as a grown adult, like I don't ever think that it's the right choice. Like
that experience will always be tied up with all kinds of like other wild emotions. So it'd be hard to get a good read on it anyway.
Yeah.
Cause you got your guilt or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Hanging
But I think that part of the letter was really telling. She's like, I love this guy, you know, and I feel bad that I can't. And then she's like, well, should I cheat? Should I divorce him? So it's gone pretty far in her mind. And I think she needs to have like a really brutally honest conversation with him about where she's at, that she's even considering cheating and stuff like that. That I feel like they kind of have to open their relationship, no? To give her a chance to explore without like officially cheating?
Like maybe the relationship is going to depend on that. Maybe it is an ultimatum. I don't like ultimatums are so weird, but maybe it's like, this is the only thing I can think of.
Maybe not an ultimatum, but maybe a very much needed, like you said, conversation where within that conversation, it comes to a point of, all right, do we want to continue this?
And how can I work with my needs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're going to.
There's one thing that you've said so many times, Bridie, and I honestly, like, I think it's one of the most wise things I've ever heard when it comes to communication and relationships, which is, and I don't want to like butcher it because I'm known for that, trying to rehash stuff that you've said. And I'm like, oh, she's so smart. I go to say it and I sound like an idiot. But basically like when you are about to broach a subject that you know is going to be hard, like really setting that up beforehand, you say it. You're so good at it.
I don't even know why I do this. So
do this with me all the time. You'll sit me down and you'll say, listen, I want to talk to you about something and it's really hard for me to bring this up.
Mm.
And I just want that to be said right off the top so that when we go into this conversation, you know that I'm coming from a place where I feel extraordinarily vulnerable. And when you do that to me, it grounds me in this place where I feel like, okay, I need to be very careful and be very sure of myself that I don't react to what you're about to say, because I know that this is hard for you And I love you. I want to be there for you and offer you that space where you feel comfortable to feel like you have a voice to say what you need to say. You know, I think I just fucking nailed it right there.
Yeah, that was great. That was really good.
Thanks, so guys. My wise. Ego is just blowing up right now.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deanne, we're coming up to time here, but is there anything that we didn't touch on that you would like love to just hit?
Hammer on. Throw a knife at.
Yeah. Yeah. The apple's dangling.
No,
here
this,
it is.
This whole conversation has been really fun and illuminating for me. I was thinking about this today on the drive over, and I was like, I don't know if I have anything to contribute. I don't know what we're going to talk about. And it was just so easy and fun, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, this really was a treat. And actually, you know what, for a moment, just let everyone know if they want to stay up to date with the work that you're doing, your career, where can people find you?
Oh, yeah. So my shows are at deannesmith.com/shows, and I'm like everywhere online. Google, I used to have these really goofy cards. I thought they were funny, and then I'm like, oh, they're maybe like this push and pull thing that I do with people all the time. One side was my name, Deanne Smith, and my picture, and then the other side just said, Google it. Those were the It was like, I want you to know, but don't, but do, but put some effort in, but whatever. All my shows are listed at deannesmith.com/shows.
Well, this has been a treat. Thank you so much. Thank you to JFL42.
Yeah,
thank you to Spotify. And thank you, Toronto. Thank you for all showing up tonight. This really means the world to us.
You guys are giving yourself a soft round of applause,
yeah,
but I feel like we did something great here today. Yeah. You guys are awesome.
Just for the sake of the recording, let's cap it off the way we usually do.
Well, that's all for this week. So until next week.
Go fuck yourself. Thank you. Thank you all so much.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.